Ladies and guys who are hard on themselves, which, let's be honest, is most of you. Andy here, author of the Best Tinder Guide on the internet and future mascot. I'm not sure what of, but this is the Kill You're in a Loser podcast. Let's fucking go, baby. This is going to be a sort of a follow-up to an article that I wrote a while ago called Stop Being a Cunt to Yourself. And I want to sort of expand on that. In that article, and I'll leave a link in the description below to that article so you guys can go and read it. I highly recommend that article. In there, I wrote a little bit about being hard on yourself and how that can be a good thing if you use it for good, if you use it as a tool constructively. And I thought I'd expand that out. I wrote that article quite a few years ago. I thought I'd expand the concept a little bit here. What I'm talking about is that feeling that a lot of us get, or a lot of us get it because I still get it from time to time. That feeling of I could have done more today, or I was lazy, or I haven't done enough this week, or man, I've just fucked around a lot this week, or I haven't pushed myself with business, or I haven't gone and talked to enough women, whatever it is. That sort of guilt or frustration, it can turn into self-loathing if you let it. But that unhappiness with yourself when you feel like you haven't done enough or you're not doing enough, I am the first person to tell you that that feeling of I haven't done enough is a good thing. It's an insecurity or an unhappiness or an unsettling feeling that makes you want to do more. That can only ever be a good thing. However, the problem comes when you use that to beat yourself up, which was the point of my original article, Don't Be a Cunt to Yourself. Again, I'll leave a link in the description below to that article. But when you're sitting there beating yourself up, you know, when you're saying, I'm a lazy piece of shit, man, I suck, why am I not doing more? All you're doing is suppressing your chance to then go out and crush it. What do I mean by that? Every moment that you sit there beating yourself up, talking yourself down, yelling at yourself, telling yourself that you're lazy, that you're this, that you're a waste of space, that you're all that kind of negative talk, or that you're not good enough, or what the fuck is wrong with me, that kind of negative talk keeps you in that sort of mindset. It doesn't make you feel better calling yourself a piece of shit, does it? No, of course not. It doesn't make you feel better telling yourself that you're lazy. No, all you're doing now is reinforcing in your own brain, you're telling your subconscious, I'm lazy. That makes it significantly harder for you to get to work and crush it when you're feeling better. Because in your mind, well, I'm lazy. And why would a lazy person work really hard? And so what I want you to do with that frustration or that guilt or that feeling of I haven't done enough is use it in a constructive way instead of a destructive way. What do I mean by that? What I mean is literally give yourself a pep talk. If you listen to the way that I talk to you guys, any of you who are in my coaching, you'll really get a good glimpse of it because I'm talking to you one-on-one. But those of you just listening to these podcasts or watching my YouTube or reading my articles on my forums, you get the sense, or I hope it comes across and I hope you've picked up on this, that I am always positive in the way I talk to you. Even if someone literally says, hey, I've done nothing for the last month, I will say, let's fucking get after it, dude. Let's fix all of that. Let's get you to a point where you're crushing it and taking action every day. Let's change this and this and this. Let's get the ball rolling. I never, ever, 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 ever tell someone that's not good enough. That sucks. What's wrong with you? That shit. Come on, man. You're being lazy. I never talk like that. I will never be destructive in the language that I use. I will never push you down or tell you that's not good enough or tell you that you suck or tell you you should have done better or any of that. Again, the reason I'm constructive is because if I push you and if you push yourself, now it's easier to make changes, to fix that lazy week, to go outside and talk to some girls if you haven't done it in a day, a week, a month, whatever it is, a year, to crush it with your business, to reach out to a bunch of people and send some cold sales emails to do this, to do that, whatever it is you need to do. It's so much easier to do that shit if you're giving yourself a positive pep talk. Now, what does that actually look like? What it looks like is, let's say you haven't gone outside and talked to a bunch of women, right? Let's say it's been a week, you haven't gone outside and talked to a single woman, you haven't gone on Tinder, you feel like you're just being, you know, lazy. Instead of saying, man, I'm lazy, I suck, what the fuck is wrong with me? Why have I not gone out and done this? I need to fucking do this. God, this is pathetic. Instead of talking like that, the way you do it constructively is you say, I haven't gone outside to talk to women at all this week, and I haven't swiped on Tinder at all. I'm better than this. This is nothing compared to what I can do, what I'm capable of. This is shit compared to my potential. I know I can do this shit. I know I can do way better than this. I know I have way more to give than this. I'm going to go outside and fucking prove what I already know, that I'm better than this. Do you see how that's constructive? That is you pushing yourself up. That's you pep talking yourself. That's you saying, come on, I'm fucking better than this. I'm better than this. You are literally saying, I'm better than this, rather than the usual way that people are hard on themselves, where they say, man, I'm such a piece of shit. I'm lazy. I'm never going to make it. All these other guys are better than me, and I'm just sitting around here fucking around. They're all working hard, and I'm just being lazy. What the fuck is wrong with me? Do you see how that's nothing but destructive? And if you talk to yourself like that in that negative, destructive way, you are significantly less likely to actually change anything because you're just making yourself feel like shit. And when you feel like shit, it's infinitely harder to get the motivation up to go out and change something, isn't it? But when you're positive, when you give yourself a nice little pep talk, when you say, I've got this, come on, I know I'm better than this. I can do way more than this. This is bullshit. What I just did this week is bullshit. I did nothing. Come on, I'm better than this. Now you have something you're aiming for. You're aiming to be better. You're aiming to do something. It's easier now because you're pushing yourself and you're looking upwards and saying, I need to get up there. I need to get up to the point where I'm doing one girl a day, or, you know, 20 girls a week, 30 girls a week, or I'm doing whatever it is that your goal is. Versus when you're destructive and you're saying, man, I'm weak, I'm pathetic. You're looking down. It is very hard to climb out of a hole looking down, isn't it, gentlemen? And yet, so many of you, so many of us, I won't say us, I don't do it anymore. I've been positive for the last fucking 4 or 5 years. It's a habit you can build. But so many of you, and me at the start, I was like this too, choose to look down, choose to beat yourself down, talk to yourself like shit, be a cunt to yourself, and then you wonder why it's difficult for you to climb out of that hole, out of that pit. Again, it's really hard to climb a fucking ladder. It's really hard to climb out of a pit if you're going to look down. So instead, look up, look at where you're trying to go, look at the actions you're trying to take, whether that's talking to 10 women a week, whether that's sending 50 sales emails a week, whatever it is, look up out of that hole that you're trying to get out of, or look up at the top of the mountain, or look forward, up, forward, whatever. Look ahead, up, forward, and work towards that. Do not look down or at the past or backwards and go, man, I got to stop doing that. I'm a lazy piece of shit. No, look forward. Look at what you need to do and get to work doing that shit. The past is the past. It doesn't matter if you had a lazy week. It literally doesn't matter. But if you sit there and beat yourself up and say, man, I'm such a fucking piece of shit. What's wrong with me? Why have I done nothing this week? Now you've wasted a week and you're now wasting the present. Great job. And yet the number of people that I see do this, and I used to do this too at the start, so I'm not immune from this criticism. This was me back in the day. You will waste a week and then you'll spend the next couple of days bitching and moaning and hating yourself and beating yourself up about the fact you wasted a week, in the process wasting 2 more days. Congratulations, that was fucking smart. Your idea of how to fix a fucking burn is to light your hand back on fire and go, well, it burnt because I put it on fire. Maybe if I put it on fire again, it'll get fixed. Literally, you've wasted a week, and your genius 420 IQ move is to waste hours, days, or more weeks complaining and beating yourself up. No, what you need to do is have a little self-compassion, realize you're only human, you're going to fuck this stuff up. A lot of the goals that you guys are working on are fucking hard. It is fucking hard, at least at the start, to go out and get laid. It is fucking hard to improve yourself. It's fucking hard to lose a lot of weight if you're obese. It is fucking hard to lose your virginity if you're in your mid-20s, late-20s, early-30s. It's fucking hard. It takes effort. It will be stressful. You will fuck it up sometimes. That's okay. Don't beat yourself up when you fuck something up. Don't beat yourself up if you have a lazy week. Don't beat yourself up if you fall off the wagon, if you get off the train for a little bit. What you do is you say, okay, the past is the past. Yes, I was lazy for the last week. I'm fucking better than this. This is fucking bullshit compared to what I'm capable of. I'm going to fucking change this. I'm going to make myself go outside. I'm going to reach out and have some accountability. You know, join my fucking coaching programs if you want. Post on the fucking forums. Reach out to a friend. Whatever it is you do, get some form of accountability and put yourself back on track. Do not sit there and be hard on yourself in a destructive way. If you're going to be hard on yourself, which is not the worst thing in the world, being hard on yourself can be a good thing, especially in the early stages when you're trying to do big goals and build things. Just do it in a constructive, positive, pep talk way. The way I do it with you guys, I can be hard on you guys sometimes, but I always do it from a positive, constructive point of view, don't I? I have never in my fucking life said to anyone, you're a piece of shit, you're a loser, you're not good enough, this is shit, this sucks, this is dog shit. I don't talk like that. I will never talk like that. I will always be constructive, and you guys need to be constructive with your own self-talk, because you are the one that you have the biggest influence on yourself more than anyone else in the entire world. And I think sometimes we forget that. You think, no, the person who has the biggest influence on me is, I don't know, fucking Andy or good-looking loser or this other guy over here or fucking Mark Manson or Jesus or God or my friends or my family, my parents, or some politician or whatever. No. The person who has the biggest influence on you with their words, with their talk, is you. Your own self-talk, because it's there 24/7. Nobody else has that much access to your brain. I'm not with you 24/7 feeding you positivity or feeding you motivation or feeding you, you know, advice or whatever it is. Your friends aren't with you 24/7. Your family is not with you 24/7. There is no one in the world that is with you. Even if you're religious and you believe in God, God is not in your fucking brain speaking to you 24 hours a day. You are. Your own self-talk, there is literally more of that than the voice of God. Again, assuming you're religious. And so you need to sort your own, you need to put yourself in a position where your self-talk is as constructive as humanly possible, as uplifting as humanly possible, because you are stuck with your own voice, your own self-talk, the voice in your head, more than anyone else on the planet. More, you will not hear another human voice as much as you hear your own. And that never stops until the day you're fucking dead. And so if you're stuck with your own voice, if you're stuck with yourself, you may as well make that a nice relationship. Hey, you are literally stuck. It's essentially, you're stuck with a roommate. Do you want that roommate to be a nice roommate who's chill and easy to get on with and positive and pushes you? Or do you want him to be a cunt? And you are entirely, entirely in control of how that voice speaks to you, because it's your voice. And anytime you have a negative voice, all you need to do is take a deep breath and say, you know what? No, I'm going to flip that. That's a negative voice. I'm going to say something constructive, say something positive to counter that negative thought that just happened. And if every single time you do this, every single time you have a negative thought, you counter it with a positive one, that is how you build a positive voice in your own head. That is how you build positive self-talk. That is called CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT. It's literally just the process of every time there's a negative thought in your head, just say a positive thought to counter it. That's it. Do that enough times, like I said, and that becomes a habit, and the voice inside your head will be 95% positive. And that is infinitely easier to live with. It makes your self-improvement a billion times easier. Trust me, it is so fucking easy to work on your goals, to achieve big things, to push yourself, to do difficult things. If that voice in your head is constantly saying, nah, man, don't worry, dude, you got this. Don't stress. Oh, I fucked that up, but who cares? It doesn't matter. I'm going to pick myself up. I'm going to keep on going. When you're having doubts, when you're having insecurities, when you're having a bad moment, if you can, in your own head, say, no, I can do this. I'm capable of this. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm having doubts, but man, I got to just keep going. I can do this. If you can give yourself a pep talk, and it's a choice you have to make, you have to choose to be constructive, choose to give yourself a pep talk. If you can do that every time you struggle, every time you're having doubts, every time you're having insecurities, holy fucking shit, self-improvement is easy mode. However, if every time you're having a doubt or an insecurity or a fear or a concern or you're not sure, if you're destructive and you beat yourself up and you say, man, what's wrong with me? Why am I so unsure? Why do I have so many insecurities? Man, I'm such a pussy. If you talk like that, you are playing on infinitely nightmare mode. You will probably quit at some point. Why the hell would you keep doing something if there's a voice in your head bullying you, and that's your own voice, you're doing it to yourself, but why the fuck would you work on a goal if it's going to mean constant bullying? Flip that, and if you're constantly constructive and you're constantly giving yourself pep talks, again, you have to choose to do this. This is an active choice. The voice isn't passive. You are telling yourself something constructive. If you go through life with that constructive pep talk, happy, positive voice, it really is easy mode. It really does feel like your goals just come almost for free. The stuff you have to do, of course, you're still taking action. I'm not saying you just sit there and get whatever you want, but it really does feel like easy mode. It feels like you have your own personal cheerleader, your own personal best fucking friend, which you do. You are your own best friend. You have the opportunity. You are stuck with yourself, like I said, and you have the opportunity to make that voice a nice one, a kind one, a constructive one. One that's going to push you to achieve greatness. You get that voice for the rest of your life. There's no shutting off your own self-talk. You can't. Even Buddhist Zen monks still have a voice inside their own head. That never goes away. And so you may as well choose to make it a positive, constructive one. And that's just like I said, by coming up with a positive statement every time there's a negative statement in your head. Literally just counter those negative thoughts with a positive one. Do that enough times. It'll take a few months. For me, it took about 3 to 6 months. And I got to a point where almost every thought in my head was positive. And holy fucking shit, it really is easy mode. So I'll finish up. Please, guys, please, 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 please be constructive with that voice. Be positive. There's a really good book on this concept called You Can't Afford the Luxury of a Negative Thought. I'll leave that book in the description. It's basically a book on cognitive behavioral therapy. You know, as I talked about before, just saying a positive thought every time you have a negative thought. I'll also leave a link to the previous article called Stop Being a Cunt to Yourself. And this is a habit that you guys are going to have to build. Again, a lot of you have very negative self-talk. And if you can flip that and put yourself in a position where most of your self-talk is positive, goals come easy. There's a reason that I've achieved most of what I've achieved. Well, okay, there's a lot of reasons. One of the biggest cheat codes is being constructive in my self-talk. I have always, for the last 5 years, I have been very positive in my self-talk. I give myself 100 fucking pep talks a week, and every single one of those makes it so much easier to push myself, to keep going forward, to do difficult things, to do the challenges, to rise to the occasion. It's so much easier when that voice in my head, when my voice is positive. So choose to be positive. As always, guys, go out there and crush your damn goals.